Now, I have actually good reason. I know how to separate the wheat from the chaff, and I know that when one of the guests in studio came in with a very fancy and delicious kishon of buns, homemade buns, I says, now that's what, homemade from Ireland, and indeed, her name is, and she's had a slew of books, is a presenter, a television presenter herself, has done so many interviews through the years that one would have to wonder when you have time to cook at all. Let me welcome Clodagh McKenna.
Hello, thank you for having me on your show, Adrian.
Tell me, if you will, how did you become the face and the voice of Ireland and Ireland's tremendous.
Well, that's a lovely thing for you to say. I think I'm one of many voices, and I'm delighted to be part of many wonderful kind of food ambassadors from Ireland, which is definitely becoming much more of a food island. We're being recognised where there's lots of wonderful new artisan producers that have been coming through the woodwork for the past 15 years. I guess I got involved with food per chance. I actually went to university right here in NYU. I studied business here with a concentration in marketing in the Stern Business School here. And then I came back and...
showed them how it was done.
Well, I came back and I got a loan from the credit union, and I went from there to the cookery course in Ballymaloe, and from there I worked as a chef in Ballymaloe for 3 years, and then farmers markets were just kind of dwindling around in Ireland at that time, and I got involved in organizing farmers markets. Indeed, I had a store myself, and then Slow Food, then I moved to Italy, came back, and now I have restaurants as well. So that's a little short bio of how I've got here.
Yeah. Well, now I want to also invite back, this is our third trip, I think every 4 years, give or take, we have Margaret Jeffers, who is the founder and managing director of Good Food Ireland.
Yes, Adrian, lovely to be here.
Great. Good Food Ireland. What is it? Is it your own?
Good Food Ireland is probably sums up a whole movement in Irish food over the last maybe 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
And it was something that I came about, Adrian, really from a need within the industry for standout and recognition for their commitment to using local food. And many of these had been doing it, for 20, 25 years. But, in around 2000, 2004, everything in Ireland changed for the hospitality sector, as in the hotels and the restaurants. You know, the government had tax-incentivized hotels, so, bed stock tripled, for competition for hoteliers. The licensing laws changed in the pubs, so pubs started becoming, increasingly use local food and cooking food. So restaurants, again, were in a competitive
environment.
Progressed
much past the image of pub grub. Pub grub was, my reading of it was anyway that, you were in the pub anyway, and you'd be very comfortable in the pub, but where was the food? And not only did the pub grub play its role there, but there was a sense of competition too, that it wasn't just bread and jam something like that. So
well,
it
absolutely.
Became very much a partner.
And it was down to livelihoods. It was down to business. The licensing laws changed. Alcohol sales dropped. So they had to do something. So pub grub, really, really got bigger, and many of the pubs started creating a restaurant offer, which created a competitive environment for restaurants at a local level. So you had all of that, and then at the same time, international visitors to Ireland were changing. And globally, there was a greater awareness of food through all the food scares. You had, the bird flu, you had SARS here in North America. All of these changed the whole fabric of Irish tourism and Irish tourism businesses. Mm. So you had international visitors coming into Ireland that for the very first time in my experience, of first-hand experience of visitors saying, where can we eat? Mm. Now, traditionally, that would have been, where do we stay? You know, who mm-hmm. do we fly with? And what car hire do we use?
Right.
So this was changing. And then I come from a farm in the west of Ireland. I grew up on a farm. I'm married to a farmer. I live on a farm.
Where were you born?
I was born in County Clare, just outside Quinn.
Right.
And my mum and dad still live there, and they're elderly now. But I'm married to a blackcurrant grower, and I live on a Wexford farm, which is the home of Good Food Ireland. And
you left the west of Ireland just
I know,
to get married,
for a man. I mean, imagine that, you know. So here I am.
No wonder the country is home.
But, you know, there's some nice places in Wexford.
Oh,
as
I
well.
Know indeed, yeah.
So because I was very close to the kind of the whole agricultural side of things in Ireland, and again, even through this, I recognized that small and medium farms in mm-hmm. Ireland were changing. You know, commodity, we're now part of Europe, we're on a global scale.
Yeah.
We're competing with global food, commodity foods, and small, medium-sized farms were looking for new opportunity and new added value and what to do. So it was very much about, well, you know, here I have an international visitor that's coming into Ireland, you know, 8 million roughly a year. So if we can try to channel them into an authentic food experience that is Irish ingredient led, you know, my hospitality sector will have this business. We'll grow more businesses beside them.
Yes.
And what will they do? Only go out and buy more Irish food and create more opportunity for Irish farmers. So the whole vision for Good Food Ireland was really an economic vision for Ireland, you know, leading and linking the agri-food sector and the Irish hospitality sector together. So here we are, 5 years on, and just starting our sixth year. And up to now, it's been very much about building a brand, because to do that, I had to create a brand, and a brand with a standard. So all the providers are inspected before they come into Good Food Ireland, because I had to ensure that if I went, come over here to your listeners and tell them about Good Food Ireland, and it's an authentic food experience, we've got to deliver on that consumer promise. So everybody under the brand is inspected to make sure that they meet that promise. And then we market it, we market all of those providers in the island of Ireland to international visitors and obviously to domestic holidaymakers and consumers at home.
Right. I'm going to come back to you, Clodagh. And pretty much in line with what Margaret Jeffers has been talking about, hone in, if you will, on the local produce, the butchers, the fisheries, the areas that in a European Union where you're as likely to get your spuds from anywhere throughout Europe as you are in your potatoes, and for that matter bacon and many other items, that the niche was there to be discovered and to be promoted, and particularly in Ireland where parochialism is at its height. God knows without parochialism, I don't know where we'd be. You know, you have the island of Ireland. You have the provinces of Ireland. It comes down to county level. It comes down to towns, to villages. And there is a great sense of not just competition, but great sense of pride.
Well, to me, Missy, I mean, the wonderful thing about being an island and being small and having small communities is that you can actually make a difference and you can change quite fast.
Mm.
Like, I'm only talking, when I first started organizing farmers markets, and that's really when this kind of new food revolution started coming on, because there were all, I mean, the people who made the food revolution are the people who are making the food. And like you're talking, the likes of, you know, the wonderful artisan producers like Jaina Ferguson, Jeffa Gill, Seamus Sheridan, who's actually been heroing producers for 30 years and going around and selling their cheeses and bringing them over in suitcases over here, trying to sell them into Murray's now. And you can now walk into Dean and DeLuca and you can actually have Cabine cheese.
Right.
And the reason for that are people like Seamus Sheridan and everything who've been hearing it and believing in it for years and living it. And I guess about 15 years, it really took a turn in Ireland, I think, through farmers markets. Because farmers markets were this inclusive place where you could walk into an area, you didn't have to pay anything, you could look at foods, you could taste foods, and that connection between the producer and the consumer, where they could talk about the food, ask about the food, and now it's one of the biggest tourist attractions in Ireland are the farmers markets. And there must be, I mean, Jeff, you're good at your numbers, there's probably close to 200 farmers markets now in Ireland, and even just 15 years ago, there was probably about 20. So it's come on huge, and on my show, the Irish, Clodagh's Irish Food Trails, which is on PBS and Create TV, and actually Create TV are doing a mini marathon of it all through St. Patrick's, South of States.
What's the show?
It's Clodagh's Irish Food Trails. And on that show, I basically go around Ireland and I go out fishing. My father was a fisherman, not my father, but my grandfather, my uncle were fishermen. So I do a lot of fishing where I go out and hunt in boats with different fishermen. We go in the back doors of lots of restaurants to kind of spy on the chefs to find out the recipes. And then we also do trips to people like Jaina Ferguson, you know, how to make her cheese, or Brigitte Kirsten, who makes amazing smoked salmon. Yeah, it's exciting, and people want that. People just like, Margaret was saying, I think it's the number two thing on people's list when they're going to make booking a holiday about where they'll go is first the sunshine, so we can scrap that off for Ireland, and number two then is food.
Right.
So
and
it's
people
very
have
important.
To eat, you know, it's 33% of the spend of any holiday. So they've got to eat. So it's, you know, from our perspective, it's about giving them that Irish food experience.
Okay. Now, when you talk about an area of specialty, it immediately comes to mind, well, that's all right, but that sounds like something that is very costly. And across the board, that has been addressed. I mean, you're not talking about just a once-off occasion that you have to save up for this very special event, because fresh food and good food and homegrown food is becoming more and more affordable, which is a good thing.
It is. I mean, the great thing about the recession, I think a lot of positive things have come out of the recession, a lot of negative, of course, but one of the positive things is that people are growing their own food, they're actually going more directly, they want to support local economy, so they're doing more baking at home. It's like a circle, with our economy in Ireland. I think that if you are supporting your local producers or your local butcher, etc., in your town, the money stays within the town.
Yeah.
And you know, it goes back into your pocket in some way. You know, I live in Monkstown in Dublin, and my local butcher is Pat Whelan. He's from Tipperary. Even though he's from Tipperary, I know when he's up, he eats in my restaurant. It's a chain. We support each other. And that's kind of what's important. And I think also is that when you spend a lot, cheap food is cheap food. If you're going to spend very little or put it as a very low priority in your life, it is cheap food that you're feeding yourself.
You know, it's funny you raise that, Adrian, because Good Food Ireland, just to ensure that vision was actually accurate. And it's funny because it wasn't as if I woke up one morning and decided I'm going to do this for Ireland. It very much evolved. And I remember saying to my dad, who's the farmer down in Clare, what do you think of this, Dad? What do you think? Am I up a gum tree here? And he said to me, you know, Margaret, you're going to need a recession for people to go back to their roots. Now, I can tell you, in 2005, that in the height of the Celtic Tiger, that was far from my thoughts. But, you know, now do I know exactly what he meant. And we commissioned a survey amongst our providers last year. And it said that 70% of the providers in Good Food Ireland had heightened their awareness around sourcing of local food and increase their business profile. And as a direct result of that, 92% of providers, now these would be hotels and restaurants, increased their purchasing of Irish food, which contributed in the region of 50 million to the local economy.
Wow.
So it really, you know, cemented for all of us driving local experience that we would, you know, that it was working and it was good for, you know, business, it was good for the economy. So, but I mean, this is why, you know, we were obviously over here last week because we were, you know, launching the new second generation website, which is kind of all around food travel and directing, you know, international visitors into the right places to go to have that authentic food experience.
Okay, so we don't forget it. What is that website?
That website is goodfoodireland.ie.
Okay.
Very, very simple. But you can go on to the website and you can create your own trip through search. So you can say, I want to go down to, you want to fly into Shannon and I want to go up to Galway, Connemara, Mayo, Sligo, Donegal, and back down again, or back down to Dublin.
The year of the gathering, and this is a very significant year for Ireland, you're going to have people who weren't even were thinking that someday they get back to Ireland, the diaspora, Ireland, coming to Ireland. One of the things that you will know is that the variety and the menus and the availability of food all day, every day, is immense, and it is terrific.
Yeah, no,
it really
it's fantastic. The gathering is it's a great experience for people to come to Ireland because there's so many things on as well. So obviously when they come to Ireland, we want them to create their trip on goodfoodireland.ie and to enjoy that experience, or even through our, you know, we've been everybody's trying to, you know, get the message out about the gathering as well. And, you know, even in our food shop online, we've got this little gathering gesture, and there's a small little artisan bar of chocolate that we're giving to everybody for free. So just little things. And that's how the whole community and the industry has got involved in this. So everybody's doing extra little gestures and added value. So the added value in Ireland this year is going to be better than ever. So if you can obviously come this year for the gathering, go on to Good Food Ireland, and literally it will show you the way.
And Claudia, your website again, or access to information on your brand new book.
Sure, yeah. My
website.
We
rolled out this week,
My website is claudiamckenna.com, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook as well. But
welcome to both of you, and to your whole team. You have a lot of you out here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA.